Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 12 and verse 17. The reaction, that is the reaction of the crowd to the answer that Christ gave. You remember his answer? Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." There are two empires here, two kingdoms, and the supreme kingdom, of course, is God's. But Christ has given his answer. Now their reaction. And they were amazed at him. Actually, they were greatly amazed. They marveled. They were staggered. They were knocked back. They were silenced. You might say they were gobsmacked. They were really taken aback. They saw his wisdom. They were amazed at the skill of his answer, how he avoided the pitfalls. He didn't fall into the trap. He wasn't persuaded by the flattery. He didn't make the wrong answer. Superb. So this is great, isn't it? Well, is it? Let's say yes, first of all. Of course, it's wonderful that they can see the wisdom of Christ, the skill of Christ, the power of Christ here, the authority of Christ. Yes, all that's very good indeed. But I think there's a very serious no here. You see, we're not talking here. We're not talking in the gospel altogether about a chess game. We're not moving pieces on a board. We're not winning a game. We're not scoring a goal or making a point. No. We're dealing with men. We're dealing with the souls of men and women. We're dealing with eternity. We're dealing with eternal issues. And Christ knows that, of course. It's not a clever debate. He doesn't want people just to be amazed and applaud. We've got to be very careful today. We live in the age of social media and the internet. And the whole thing now is oiled and runs on the adrenaline of likes. Oh, there's so many likes and so many downloads. We're all hooked on it. Those of us who are taken up with this. And we're looking for votes and so on. And they're amazed. And of course, it's popular and everything else. But remember, within a few hours, they're going to be saying, "Crucify." You can be amazed one day and crucify the next. This is a very severe warning, very sharp, stark warning to those of us who are preachers, on all believers. What do we want? What do we want for sinners? We want them to be regenerated. We want a real change. We want them to have a new heart. The heart is desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Only God can change the heart. You must be born again of God's Spirit. We want that permanent change. We want that eternal change. That's what we want, isn't it? In our preaching, in our witness, in our testimony, to see sinners saved. And as for the saints, we want us ourselves, first of all, and all who hear us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, more Christ-like. It's not simply winning arguments. It's not simply a mental discussion which we can persuade and make some point. We're not trying to win the game, as it were. We're trying to win the man. It's not just a mental exercise of academic interest. Not looking for likes and applause and playing to the gallery. They were amazed at him, yeah. They had been saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." It's all wonderful. But as I say, within a very, very short time, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the Christ, let him come down from the cross and we will believe him. Crucify, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. And all the rest of it. Amazed? Yeah. My friend, I'm not asking you to applaud or be amazed. If you're unconverted, I want you converted. And if you are converted, myself, I want to see us more like Christ, our hearts more given to him, and life devoted to him. May God bless us with the seriousness of this, in this day particularly, when social media and internet likes and applause and all these opinion polls and all the rest of it. Let's be wary of the opinion polls. It's hearts changed and lives changed we want. May God speak to us in this. Amen.